So if we keep patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And if we are very happy and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very happy. Any person who will make sabr, he will also go to the paradise. And the person who will make shukr, he will also go to the paradise. Now when we are satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there should be any symptom. Yes, we will never be depressed. We will always see a light at the end of the tunnel. We will be always be hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will never complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the people. These are the symptoms. And our mashayikh used to do like that. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar Lano, he got sick. Someone came to ask about his health. He said, Amirul Mumineen, how you are feeling? Should we ask some physician to come to see you? He replied, the physician has already seen me. Then he said that, Hazrat, what the physician told you? Replied, that physician told me, inni fa'alul lima yurid. So happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala, no, he was sick. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani Lano, he came to spend some time with him. So then he asked, how you are feeling? Ma tashtaki? Do you have any complaint? He replied, yes, Zanubi. I have complaint, but this complaint is from my own sins. Then he said, okay, ma tashtahi? You want anything? He replied, Naam rahmatu Rabbi. I need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Usman Ghani Lano, he replied that, should I call some physician for your checkup? Then he replied, At-tabibu amradani. That the physician has made me sick. So whom you are going to call? Then he said, should I send something from the Baitul Mal? He said, no, la hajat ali fiha, I do not want it. Then he said, okay, I give you a gift, hadiyah, from myself. He said, no, I have listened from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man qara suratul waqia kull layla lam tusibu faqatun abada. Any person who will recite surah waqia in every night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from hunger, from faqa. So I recite surah waqia, so that's why I don't need any gift from you. Although he was sick in this condition, but he was very happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be our condition. Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayh, he wrote a beautiful story. He said that Mahmud, Sultan Mahmud, was a king, and he had a slave, his name was Ayyaz. Now Ayyaz was the beloved person of Sultan Mahmud. Whereas the other dignitaries of the country, they were very unhappy with this condition. One day they complained to the king that we are very near to you, we are better than him in our family status, in our personality, in our education, in our wealth. We are superior than him. But what love you have for that person, that we cannot find for ourselves. Sultan Mahmud replied, okay, someday I will answer you. Now the people, they forgot it. After a few days, he brought a fruit which was very bad taste. And then he cut it into pieces and gave one piece to each and every one of them. It was so sour, so bitter,
that any person who just tasted it, he threw it away and said, oh, it's very bitter, no one can eat it. So Sultan Mahmud looked at each one of them. Every person did this. But when he looked to Ayaz, he was eating the same fruit. Sultan Mahmud asked him, Ayaz, is this peach nut bitter? He said, yes, king, this is very bitter. Why you are eating it? He said that I ate it. I thought in my mind that from your hand I have taken sweets dozens of time and I have eaten it. Now if I am getting something which is bitter, I feel ashamed to give this thing to back to you. So we get so many pleasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is something which is not favorable, can we not bear it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we will think upon that, then it will be very easy for us to spend our time with sabr.